This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Sports fans, specifically soccer fans in the Kalamazoo area, will have a new option this year. A National Premier Soccer League expansion team will begin play this spring. Mike Garrett is the man leading the effort to launch the new soccer team in Kalamazoo. Mike Garrett, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us why you think a new soccer team can work in Kalamazoo.
Well, soccer has been tried before here, but it's a great soccer market. You and I were kind of just chit-chatting about that before we got started. Thousands of kids playing, a lot of adults playing. I'm the founder of Soccer Zone. We have 10,000 people a week to play soccer in our building in the winter. So there's a huge base of support. I think our challenge, of course, is to engage them in a new team and get them to games.
Yeah. Does it always follow that people who enjoy playing soccer and, you know, perhaps they're doing it, you know, to get exercise and that sort of thing, that they're necessarily going to say, well, hey, I'm going to go spend a couple hours of my time some night to watch a team in Kalamazoo?
Doesn't always follow. You know, I'm an ex-professional player from back in the 80s when indoor soccer professionally was a really big deal. And we played in some arenas with 17,000 people there. We played in some with 1,700. And I think the difference really was the market and the type of job the ownership group did. People love to play the game. Your question's great. Everyone who's played really enjoys. It's the reason it's the world's most popular sport at every level. But yeah, our challenge is going to be to engage people in the team. I think it's a different time. I mean, you know, it's soccer's been tried here before, but people can watch the game on TV. They are more interested in higher-level soccer. I think people follow players more than they used to as they progress. And, you know, we're just hoping we can contribute to that and have some local players participate in this team and use this as a vehicle to improve their game.
Specifically, who are the players that are going to compete in this soccer team at Kalamazoo?
Yeah, the league, let me tell you about this league. It's really interesting. There's 80 teams across the country in this league, so it's probably the largest league, I don't know if it's in the world or not, that's at a level like this, but it's certainly in the United States. And there are professional teams in this league and fully amateur teams, so which is really kind of interesting. So some of the teams, like New York Cosmos, which is a famous team in the U.S., kind of resurrected itself, they have what they call Cosmos B plays in this league, and they're professional players. They play with the first team and they play with the second team, depending on injuries or younger players or what have you. And those guys are fully professional players. Most of the teams in this league are amateur players, typically the core of the team being current college players who are playing in their off season as a way to train, compete, and improve, and hopefully go back in the fall as a better player. But also some of them obviously looking to get to the full professional level. So this is an opportunity for them to train and improve. So we are the second one. We're really looking to have current college players, maybe some ex-college players as well, but, you know, we're not going to be a professional side at this point.
So you mentioned there's a lot of teams in this league. Are there certain ones then that Kalamazoo will compete against? Will it be mostly teams in the Midwest, that sort of thing?
Yes. The division that we have has a lot of Michigan teams. It just really grew in the last few years. Detroit City's kind of a very well-known team, even nationally. They have had really good crowds, and they kind of their business model is a little different. They actually started playing downtown Detroit, and some five or six guys got together and started that franchise and really networked with the millennials in downtown, the people who live there, created a great atmosphere at the game, got people out, and you know they've done very well. But in this past year, Grand Rapids has now entered, and they played in a different league last year, but they had very big crowds, 4,000 and 5,000 people at the games. Ann Arbor's now entered. So, you know, we're going to have some local Michigan rivalries from a business model standpoint. It's great because travel is reduced, and we're not flying across the country or something like that to play one match. And we think fans will travel. I mean, there'll be some fans from Grand Rapids that comes down and watch us play against Grand Rapids when they're here, and I think the same thing will happen when we play up there.
For the soccer aficionado out there, and obviously you have some pretty extensive soccer experience yourself, but what would you tell them about the level of play? What can they expect to see in terms of how good a quality of soccer they'll have a chance to witness in Kalamazoo?
Yeah, that's I put the team together with a couple missions, hopefully not too many, but the first mission was I really wanted to provide an opportunity for some local players that are college players to have this opportunity locally, train and compete with this team and improve. So there's that intent to offer a development opportunity for local players. And then, of course, there's the intent to field as competitive a team as we can. And so we really want to blend that in with the best players we can recruit from college ranks. And again, some ex-college players, I'm sure, will participate to put out as good a team as we can. I want people to go to that game. you know, you've got a son who plays soccer. He said, I want that 10-year-old to go to the game with his dad, have a great time, see a higher level soccer, hopefully educate them as like, wow, this is really fun. I understand now a little more about the game. I know a little bit more about what I need to practice, or I'm just really inspired by going to that game and seeing better players. When I was a kid, my dad started, I grew up in Washington, D.C. I started going to pro games when I was probably 8 or 9. And it was inspiring for me. And I you know, at some point, I shifted from just an activity to something I really aspired to do or to get better. And I learned a lot. So I'm hoping something like that happens here.
When you look around Kalamazoo, you know, the K-Wings have been here for a long time. There have been a number of attempted soccer franchises. There have been some minor league baseball teams which have come and gone, and there's been varying degrees of success. As someone trying to bring an expansion team to Kalamazoo for soccer, do you look at any of that and think that there are some lessons to be learned in terms of what makes it successful and then sustainable?
There's always lessons to be learned, and the first one is pro sports at any level is not easy. I've been at every level of pro sports already as a player and coach and stuff. Interacted on a lot of different soccer levels. It's not easy, and it's a challenge. I laughingly say, you know, I started a lot of businesses. I'm good at starting things. I like to find people once I start them that can do all the heavy lifting, and I can just kind of, I have a vision for what we're trying to do and a passion for the game and the community, and I've got a few people that are still nameless that want to participate with me on this, and I basically, you know, called up a few friends of mine that are passionate about the game and said, hey, I want your help, not your money. Let's get involved and make this thing happen for the kids here and for the community. And so we know it's not going to be easy, but we're committed to kind of making it as successful as we can. And I think it's really doable.
You've mentioned that you want people to go out and see, you know, high quality soccer. Mm-hmm. Do you also have some thoughts on, you know, what they call game day experience? Or do you think that there's other things that you might use to attract people that may not necessarily be, you know, appealing to the hardcore soccer fan?
When you take the youth player who probably goes to a game and doesn't fully pay attention to the nuances of the game, right? You certainly want them to go and tell their mom or dad or whoever when they're driving home, that was fun, let's do it again. So there's certainly things you have to do, whether it be just items or things surrounding the event. It could be how you transform the venue you play into, like really being a soccer venue. You know, it could be having a mascot. It could be fun stuff at halftime and pregame and postgame. We're going to do all that. We realize that there's, at Soccer Zone is a great example. There's 10,000 people a week that play. But let's assume there's a few thousand adult players that play there every week that really enjoy the game. Their attitude about what they want at that game to make it a fun event for them may be very different than, say, the 10-year-old we're just talking about. So we've got to try to put out there an entertainment event, a sporting event, that appeals to more than just a diehard that you're asking about. So we're committed to doing that, and we want those kids to enjoy it and come back, so we have to.
You mentioned families. That's obviously, you know, part of the group you're trying to reach. Would you say there's other people in there that you think can be part of the audience that would watch soccer in Kalamazoo?
Well, the millennials. I mean, soccer, there's a lot of people that have grown up now with the sport that maybe the previous soccer efforts in this community or elsewhere didn't grow up. It was their kids playing. And so they already have a love of the sport or an enjoyment of the sport. And so there's already some efforts to put a supporters group together that will do this sort of pregame march to the game that is a big deal in some communities now. So those people get together and they might have a drink or two and they tailgate and then they march into the stadium together banging a drum and just really add energy and passion to the environment. And that, again, we're going to obviously encourage that and do what we can to help those people get organized and find more members.
Is community outreach, you know, maybe doing some things out away from your actual games and practices, also going to be a big part of what you do to try mm-hmm. and get people to know, hey, there's a soccer team here?
Right. Yeah, we're planning a school program just to have players and people involved with the team interact with kids at school. We obviously do camps and clinics and that kind of thing so that young players in the community can come interact with the players on this team. We already do that kind of program through Soccer Zone, but it'll shift over to being a team function now, and we think there'll be a lot of interest in that. We will knock on doors. We have a lot of businesses that will come on board and get involved with us as advertisers and sponsors and stuff as well. So again, at this stage, I would say we're laying that foundation and we're trying to crawl, walk, then jog. And when we get to the actual season, we hope we're at least jogging or running in terms of where we are in that process.
You mentioned the idea of a mascot. Do we have a nickname yet for this soccer team?
No, that's, again, another one. We have a team name, but we didn't develop a mascot, and that's something that we're going to look at, again, because of the question you had. We're knocking it around, too, is what do you want to do to engage those younger kids? So sometimes a mascot is part of it. You know, sometimes you need that sort of visible mascot to really appeal to the youth crowd, the younger ones.
You say there's a team name?
Kalamazoo FC is the team name.
Okay.
We have a logo that's been released. We just don't have sort of the nickname of, you know, we have the acronym KZFC that we came up with. We can see there our supporters group chanting that, and kind of fits with KZU was one of the suggested names for the team. We did a little fan engagement for the team name. And so, yeah.
You have a coach.
Working on the full coaching staff. It's like one of those things where we already are having players approach us. We have Nate Norman, who's an assistant coach. I'm sorry, who's the head women's coach at Western, who played in professionally a little bit and is really a good guy as an assistant coach. We're looking to round out a full staff that really kind of – I guess what I would say about that is there's several elements to, like, what we're after. And the player development is, again, something that's just I've always focused on when I've been coaching. And so I'd really like to see us have a program here where a player comes from somewhere, let's say some college, and they're going to be here for 3 or 4 months to participate with this team. We want them to be able to leave and say to their college coach or to their college teammates or to whoever at the end of that time, what a great experience. Kalamazoo, a great place, had a great experience. The training was good. The team was good. Everything about that, I'm like really improved. I'm really prepared for my fall college season now. And so part of that is coaching. And part of that is just the entire program we put together. So that's that coach piece is pretty important, as well as just, like I said, focus on player development.
And in terms of long-term sustainability, do you think your reputation then becomes part of that? In other words, that if college coaches say, hey, I know I can send my players to
Absolutely.
Kalamazoo for the spring and summer, and they're going to come back at least a little bit better than they were when they left the first time, that the college coaches are going to look at Kalamazoo as a place where, yeah, I don't mind if my player goes there and plays. That'd be great.
For sure. And this league, there are college coaches and that obviously are looking to place their players or help their players find a place to participate in a league like this. Your question is exactly correct. If those players go back to their university team and they're playing Division I college soccer somewhere and they have a really sterling report about their experience in Kalamazoo, it certainly helps this team get those players back or other players, and it certainly helps that coach really encourage future players there.
Mike Garrett, thank you for your time.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate the help.
Mike Garrett is leading Kalamazoo's effort for an expansion soccer team. The National Premier Soccer League team will begin play this spring in Kalamazoo. Links with more about the new soccer team in Kalamazoo and a longer version of the interview with Mike Garrett can be found at WMUK.org. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.